Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Thursday, May 14th. I'm Megan Lynch. The latest case against the St. Louis County executive moves forward. KMOX's Michael Calhoun has the latest.
A St. Louis County judge signed off on removing the county prosecutor from the case that could push Sam Page out of office. Prosecutor Melissa Price-Smith asked to step aside, citing the appearance of conflict in the Quo Warranto referral that the county council sent her over Dr. Page's alleged work moonlighting as an anesthesiologist. The case now heads to Attorney General Catherine Hanaway, who will be the one to decide whether to ask a court to strip Page of the county executive seat. It comes after the County Council Ethics Committee claims it found evidence Page was paid for the hospital work when he said he wasn't and when the charter forbade outside work. The County Council voted to refer the matter to prosecutors.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Motion carries.
Page's response has been that he was not paid and that council members don't understand how to read a medical bill. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
A proposal giving tax credits to downtown St. Louis businesses passes the Missouri Senate. Known as the Missouri Innovation, Public Safety, and Accountability Act, the bill would create innovation zones to spur development downtown. It passed the Senate yesterday on a vote of 25-7. It now heads back to the House for final vote after passing out of that chamber in March. The Iran war now impacting local produce costs.
Dave Simons, partner and managing director of One Private Wealth, told KMOX's Chris and Amy that inflation levels for fruits and vegetables jumped from 1% in January to almost 4% in May. The overall inflation rate hit 3.8% on Tuesday.
That's higher than the previous month. It's trending higher. 3.8% is one thing, but the trend going higher, it wouldn't surprise me, guys, if we don't get above 4% this summer.
Simon says the jump in and of itself isn't as concerning as the steady increase. He says inflation rates can jump down if they jump up, but if they slowly rise, they usually have a slow descent, too.
And even if the war ends tomorrow, you don't get these prices down right away.
Jade Aubrey, KMOX News.
An Osage Beach alderman arrested in an undercover drug operation. 60-year-old John Robert Osteen was arrested after allegedly buying 2 8-balls of cocaine from an undercover officer. After his arrest, officers found more cocaine in his home, along with drug paraphernalia, pills, and firearms. Osteen is being held on a $250,000 bond. Later this morning, the St. Charles Police Department will announce a new partnership with the nonprofit 1078 Project to provide mental health support for officers after a critical incident. Lieutenant Daniel Gibbons says this kind of support is critical during internal affairs and criminal investigations after an officer-involved shooting.
That can be extremely stressful on the officer in and of themselves. So this partnership is going to provide rapid, specialized support to the department and the officer.
Gibbons says 1078 helped assist their officers last year when one was involved in a fatal shooting. He adds a benefit to the partnership is it comes from outside the department, insulating them from the internal investigation. From the KMOX business desk, the Lewis and Clark Tower reopens today. The reopening comes after a $3 million year-long renovation that upgraded observation platforms and the visitor center. An opening ceremony held today at 10 a.m. at the tower. It's located at 435 Confluence Tower Drive in Hartford. The tower will be open Wednesdays through Sundays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's now 8:07. Still ahead on Total Information AM, we are going to continue our coverage of the May 16th tornado. A year later, Michael Calhoun and Debbie Monterey will have special reports coming up after traffic and weather.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.